Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Lily Meyer. Discount retailer Dollar Tree going after a new type of shopper, opening more locations in higher-end locations. Lily, why are they doing this? It feels counterintuitive.
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting to see, you know, the kinds of customers that are driving growth at Dollar Tree. So last quarter, you know, 60% of new customers made at least six figures coming into Dollar Tree. And as all kinds of people are feeling pressured by the economy, we're seeing a lot of wealthier folks trade down and start going to places like Dollar Trees.
Sometimes I always wonder whether it's an image thing. Are wealthier people going to want to be seen going into a Dollar Tree?
Yeah, I mean, these Dollar Trees are in, you know, nice neighborhoods. One of the ones that we wrote about in our story opened in Plano, Texas, you know, a few miles from a Porsche dealership, from a Louis Vuitton, from a Tiffany's. So, you know, I think these stores are really popping up across different kinds of neighborhoods.
What about places like Target and Walmart? Are they seeing competition in this way, and are they moving into wealthier zip codes?
Yeah, I mean, Walmart's a really interesting one. I think we've also seen Walmart try and cater and bring in a higher income shopper as well.
In what way? I mean, are they actually changing their marketing plans, or are they actually putting in brick and mortar stores?
I think from Walmart, you know, they are seeing high-income shoppers make up a lot of their market share gains. I think, again, it's a similar story to Dollar Tree, where even higher-income folks are feeling pressure and, you know, are shopping down because of it, trading down.
Does it also have an impact on the kinds of things that they're buying, the quality of the merchandise, the brands that are being carried at Dollar Tree?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that's something that I would be interested in learning a little bit more about. So Dollar Tree over the past few years has been expanding its price range. So, you know, it no longer just sells things that are a dollar. It sells things that are $5 and $7. And that price change has allowed the company to offer a wider variety of products. So, you know, the hardware store went from just stocking nails to now their hammers and a little bit more expensive items. So I think that's also helped bring in a bigger group of shoppers that it has, you know, just more to choose from.
Is it a matter of expanding towards people who maybe had never been to a Dollar Tree before, or bringing these stores to people who live in more high-end neighborhoods and making it more convenient for them?
That's a great question. You know, I'm sure, you know, it might be a mix of both. I think part of it is bringing them into more neighborhoods, but, you know, dollar stores also tend to thrive when the economy isn't doing as well. So I think that's also a factor here.
Are they done expanding into higher end markets, higher end neighborhoods, or are they going to continue to do this?
Yeah, they haven't said anything explicitly. So, you know, they haven't said anything about changing their strategy. And it seems like high income shoppers are driving a lot of their new traffic. You know, they said if wealthier folks who, you know, visit the retailer less often but spend more were to spend $1 on average more per visit, you know, that would add up to an additional $1 billion in annual sales. So I think they're really identifying this new population as a way to continue to grow.
Lily, thanks for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Lily Meyer. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.